Instagram stories for Monday, March 30th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today, the head of Instagram is going to answer questions like, is it better to focus on likes or shares when you're trying to grow on Instagram? Also, is commenting or replying to comments important, or is it okay to not do that? Do you have to post reels in order to grow? Should I delete a post if it tanks? Lots of good questions today. We're going to get into it. First, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's dive into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. Let's start with the ones about reach. First, is it better to focus on likes or shares when trying to grow on Instagram? Interestingly, the answer is different whether you're focused on connected reach, meaning people who already follow you, or unconnected reach, meaning people who do not follow you. Sometimes we say, people are not seeing the content that I'm posting to Instagram, but we have to be more specific. Are we talking about people who already follow us and who have chosen to see our content? Or are we talking about reaching the people who do not follow us, but we want them to know that we exist and that we are creating content? Adam's answer breaks down the difference between those two groups, connected reach and unconnected reach, and which matters more, likes or shares. Here's the clip.
So if I remember correctly, likes are more important for connected reach and sends are more important for unconnected reach. And just to clarify, there's really two different ranking systems, one for content from accounts that you follow and one for content from accounts that you don't. And how important a like is versus a send is different based on which system you're in. But all your content goes to both systems and they're both really important. So I really wouldn't worry about it too much. You can look at your own insights. I particularly use edits to look at your engagement rates. So what percentage of people who saw your reel or photo sent it to a friend, what percentage of them liked it? And that'll give you a sense for historically what is correlated with the most reach that you've gotten. But I believe likes are more important for connected reach and sends are more important for unconnected reach.
Okay, did you catch that? For people who follow you, that would be connected reach, likes are more important. For people who do not follow you, unconnected reach, in that case, sends would be more important. All right, let's go on to the next question. Do I have to post reels to grow? The answer to that is no. You can post whatever kind of content you want, but people are spending a lot of time watching reels these days.
You do not have to post reels to grow. You can grow by posting photos, carousels. You can grow by posting just to stories. You can grow by just using a broadcast channel if that is the best tool for you. Reels can help. It is a lot of what people consume on Instagram at this point because it's a lot of what people interact with. So the ranking system picks that up. More than half of the time spent on Instagram at this point is watching reels. So it will help you grow if you have a strategy that produces reels that are engaging. That's an awesome thing, but it is not required. And I don't want to be pushing people to make videos who don't want to be making videos. That's okay. You don't need to.
Overall, I agree with his answer. He's right. Post whatever kind of content you want. You don't necessarily have to post videos or reels if you do not want to. However, I do take issue with something he said earlier in that answer, where he said you could grow by posting all kinds of different content, and he included stories in that list. I would say that it is incredibly unlikely that you would grow from posting stories because Instagram does not share your story with people unless they already follow you. It is incredibly unlikely that someone will see your story unless they already follow you. Of course, one or two or few people may go to your profile, tap on your story, watch it. But Instagram is not recommending your story to anyone who does not follow you. Therefore, I do not think that posting stories is the way to grow. All right, let's move on to the next question. Is commenting / replying to comments important, or is it okay to not do that? Here's Adam's answer.
Commenting and replying to comments can help your reach. It's something that a lot of people really like to see. If they comment on your stuff and they love what you do and you write back, that can make their day. But it is not a massive lever in getting more reach. It is totally okay not to do. Comments are not for everyone. Some people, it's just better just to turn them off entirely because sometimes they can be very friendly, sometimes less so. We try to make them as friendly an environment as possible, but we can't make everybody on Instagram be nice all the time, unfortunately. So I tend to try to get in there and like and comment and reply a decent amount, but you really, really don't have to.
All right, the last engagement question we're going to talk about today. I've been traveling for the past few months and my engagement took a hit. Any tips? This is an interesting one. Whatever you do, don't start over. Don't start a new account. Keep working with what you have. Try to find out what's changed potential audience. I think stories are a great way to find that out. You can use the quiz sticker or you can use the question sticker and find out what sort of content your audience is interested in and then adapt accordingly. Here's Adam's answer.
That is a bummer. I am sorry. It is true that if you take something like a month or two off and you come back, sometimes your reach is down. That is not intentional. It's just because we've got less information about who's interested in your content. And so, unfortunately, we are unable to get as many people to see it and interact with it. Something I'd like to fix over time. My only advice is just you got to push through. If you continue to post, we'll start to have more information and pick back up on it, and your reach should come back fairly quickly. But it is an unintentional consequence of how the system is architected today that I'd love to correct over time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what to do if a post on Instagram tanks and text-only posts, whether or not they're worth doing. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one. Should I delete a post if it tanks? Quick answer, I would say no, especially if it fits the general vibe and motif of the post that you make and it fits your overall aesthetic and will help to contribute to your level of consistency that people will see. However, if you want to repost it at a different time or retweak the post, take it down then. Modify it in whatever way you need to, and then repost it again. Here's Adam's answer to, should I delete a post if it tanks?
You definitely do not have to delete a post if it doesn't do well. If you want to, that's totally fine. Maybe you're worried that it's going to be something that people see on your profile and then think differently about your ability to reach an audience. But in general, the vast majority of views are from feed and from reels and from stories. They're not actually from profiles. And it's not going to affect your reach going forward one way or the other. But if you are really interested in trying to keep that profile just your best of best, by all means, you can archive it. But you really, really don't have to.
All right, let's move on to the last question. Seeing text-only posts like your recent two posts on here, what's your take on text-first posts? I generally do not love text-first posts. However, if it's a carousel with a couple of slides and the first one has me somewhat interested, I will swipe through. I am also sometimes interested in seeing a text post on stories. If it's telling a story or some kind of experience that I'm interested in, I will also read a text post in carousel and stories. Here's Adam's answer to what his take is on text first posts.
Text first or text only posts are definitely something. They've been on Instagram forever. There's been like poetry Instagram for a long time now. They're great if they help you sometimes just deliver a short punchy message and have it be easily consumable. I think that for me personally, they're just something I'll do once in a while. But for other accounts like style.com, that's exactly all that they do. And it works amazing. So this is about what format is the best path to pursue based on your creative interests and your goals. And if text helps, great, lean into it.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too. What you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.